local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome to your Wednesday. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. So much on the way in the world, from the national to the very, very local. We've got it all and everything in between right here on Mobile Mornings. Heading for a high around 66, says Dr. Bill. 49 now at our studios. His forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. A car hit a guardrail, I-10 eastbound exit 49 at the Baldwin Beach Express. It's under the overpass, and Locksley Police Department are there clearing it up now. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years, The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. Flutters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
Low to moderate income, uninsured adults are finding hope and healing through the ministry of Victory Health Partners. Victory Health Partners is a faith-based, nonprofit healthcare clinic serving over 16,000 uninsured adults through the Gulf Coast. Patients receive a full spectrum of compassionate and comprehensive healthcare through partnerships with over 150 physicians and specialists. Victory doesn't receive government funding and is grateful for the faithful support from the community. To help support or to volunteer, call Kim Garrett at 251-460-2928.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
And there is a lot going on in Montgomery, whether it's the lottery proposals, it's the medical marijuana proposal we talked about with Representative Mike Ball yesterday, which that podcast is up and waiting for you over at FMTalk1065.com, or this Get Out of the Left Lane bill. That's not the actual official name of it.
It should be.
That's proposed by another legislator who was a state trooper before he became a member of the House of Representatives, Philip Pettis. We'll talk more about that coming up. That's all on the way this morning right here at FM Talk 106.5. Plus, we have Jeff Poore joining us a little bit after 8 o'clock. And as always, phone number, text line 343-0106. Bump stock ban went in effect yesterday. We talked a little bit about that. More now with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The national ban on bump stocks is now in full effect. Last December, the Justice Department announced that they were banning the devices, which allow semi-automatic rifles to fire like machine guns. The ban came after bump stocks were used by the man who killed 58 people and injured hundreds more back in 2017 at a concert in Las Vegas. At the end of last year, bump stock owners were given 90 days to turn their devices into the ATF or just destroy them. And for those who were not sure as to how to destroy the devices, the ATF recommended crushing, melting, or shredding them on their website. Whichever the method, the rule states that, quote, they must render the device incapable of being readily restored to function. A failure to destroy or turn in a bump stock could result in federal charges, and a violation of that ban comes with a $250,000 fine and a possible 10-year prison sentence. The national ban on bump stocks, that went into effect on Tuesday. Happening right now, the investigation continues into a hit and run here in Mobile involving a child. Tuesday night, Mobile police responded to Virginia Street, very close to Marine Street, around 7:45 p.m. That's where they found a child hit by a driver who just took off. Mobile Fire Rescue transported that child to University Hospital for treatment. Police officers are still searching for either a silver or gray two-door truck which left the scene. If you have information, you're encouraged to call police at this hour. The condition of the child is not being released, nor the name or age of the child involved. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council is pushing to hold gun owners accountable when they fail to secure their weapons. The Mobile City Council will vote next month on a resolution to ask state lawmakers to give city leaders power to punish gun owners when their gun is stolen and used in a crime. The city's public safety director says he would support revoking someone's gun permit for negligence.
Oh, it raises a lot of awareness. It also raises the awareness that that permit could be suspended or revoked if they're not responsible with the gun ownership.
Gun violence in Mobile has prompted the city to add cameras at Sage Park and surrounding areas. Friday night, a group of men fired shots near the basketball court at the park while a youth soccer game was being played nearby. The Sage Park shooting was one of 10 shootings in the city in the past two weekends. Happening today, a mind-blowing $750 million Powerball jackpot. The drawing will be held tonight. The lump sum cash payout for a $750 million jackpot is more than $465 million. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Spring is here. You've told me before, planting season. So, Sid, what are people planting out there? What do they do this time of year?
Well, so everyone should be getting a plan together if you're looking to do something this spring. And some of the things that people are planting are new backyards. They want to screen a neighbor off, or they want to fix a drainage problem over in a corner. Maybe they want a new putting green. Maybe they want a new backyard patio. They want a fire pit. Maybe they had a landscape installed a few years ago and they want to light that up. We're doing lots of those types of plans and seeing those things happen. A new entrance, a new walkway, new irrigation. There's just all kinds.
All right. So if we want to get that plan started and then implemented, we need to get in touch with you. How do we do it?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 251-626-3309, or you can find us at any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Pass interference now reviewable. In the NFL, Conor McGregor in the news again, and another Alabama basketball player enters the transfer portal. Quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Well, Saints fans got their wish, although it will have no bearing on the blatant pass interference no-call that cost New Orleans an NFC Championship game against the Los Angeles Rams. The NFL announced yesterday that for at least the 2019 season, pass interference, both offensive and defensive, will be reviewable. It'll be the first time in league history that penalties are allowed to be reviewed and overturned. Coaches will also be able to challenge non-calls for pass interference. Here's Saints head coach Sean Payton after the news.
The fans are seeing these plays, and so we're trying to take a step in the right direction.
Coaches will still be limited to two challenges per game, with a third awarded if they are successful on the first two. According to ESPN, over the past three seasons, defensive pass interference has cost teams an average of 15.2 yards per call. Those fouls only total 9% of all penalties, but because of the yardage involved, they have the largest impact on a team's odds to win a game. UFC superstar Conor McGregor back in the news. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that McGregor's under investigation in Ireland after a woman accused him of sexual assault in December. The news was reported after McGregor tweeted that he's retiring from mixed martial arts. McGregor was arrested in January, questioned by law enforcement authorities, and released pending further investigation. He has not been charged with a crime. This has been a rumor in the MMA community for a couple months now, but because of Irish libel laws, news media is restricted from identifying individuals charged with rape unless they are convicted, which has not happened in this case. McGregor and the UFC have not commented on the allegations. South Alabama baseball was shut out last night 1-0 by Southeastern Louisiana. SLU struck out 11 and only allowed 3 hits in the win. USA's record is now 12-11 this season. They'll be back in action this weekend in a 3-game road series at Texas Arlington. First game is Friday night at 6:30. South Alabama softball will also take the field next on Friday. They'll begin a 3-game road series at 4 p.m. at Appalachian State. And one day after news that Alabama basketball's Dazon Ingram's name has been entered into the transfer portal, yesterday the team's top scorer, Kyra Lewis, also entered the transfer portal. Being in the portal doesn't necessarily mean that the freshman guard will leave the team, but it does allow him to explore options with other schools.
Hey, can you help people that don't follow this like you do? A transfer portal. To a lot of people, that sounds like something from Star Trek.
Yeah, or the Avengers.
Yeah, what is a transfer portal?
Well, it's something that's come up over the last few years, and a player on any team in basketball, football, right, probably baseball, even though you don't hear it from there as much, if they want to leave their team, they are allowed to enter their name into the transfer portal. Now, if they've graduated from their school, they can leave and play at another school without missing a year. They are immediately eligible if they've already graduated. But in Kyra Lewis's case, he's a freshman. If he leaves the team, he'll likely have to spend a year on the bench before he is eligible to play again.
But you have to do that, like, through some official mechanism.
You do. You have to enter your name through the NCAA office. They'll put your name into the transfer portal, and then you're free to talk with other coaches and other teams from around the nation. But he could just as easily come back and play for Alabama again next season.
All right.
In the NBA last night, Atlanta beat New Orleans 130-120. Orlando got the win over Miami 104-99 and jumped in the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Kemba Walker scored 38 points, and Charlotte beat San Antonio 126-116 in overtime. Boston topped Cleveland 116-106. Milwaukee beat Houston 108-94, and the LA Lakers won back-to-back games for the first time since January with a 124-106 win over Washington. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling from the 1065 split downtown and across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, no delays. And again, northbound 65, if you're traveling from Pritchard to Saraland, it's absolutely quiet so far on the way in. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street is a perfect place for luxurious weddings, receptions, and parties. And this summer, you get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Call 408-9950 Azalea Manor. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. It's also Manatee Appreciation Day.
Oh, good. Well, we've already got the calendars.
Yeah, so we do have our manatee calendars in here. And all deference, those of you that don't understand how that I can be sarcastic, go ahead and prepare yourself. I don't have a sarcasm font here, but it's Manatee Appreciation Day. I appreciate them with some Tony Shasheries and some light butter. What? That's not... I'm not eating manatees.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever had a manatee
delicious
either.
Some delicious deep fried manatee.
There's probably a country where you can get manatee, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's somebody serving around here. We don't. All deference to Dr. Ruth Carmichael and everybody at the C-Lab. I'm in. I'm part of one of those people that spots manatees and sends the information in, and then I cook them. 6:23. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Sleepwalking. That's the reason a local mom told police that she left her children unattended. According to the Mobile County Jail records, 34-year-old Pamela Ballard was arrested on Tuesday on charges of child endangerment, public intoxication, and possession of a controlled substance. Ballard is from Grand Bay, and according to our news partners at WKRG, when officers arrived at her home, she was already inside, but under the influence. A search by officers uncovered methamphetamines inside that home. The ages of the children have not yet been released. Great news for AustroUSA, as the U.S. Navy has awarded contracts for two expeditionary fast transports, also known as EFTs. Now, this is an announcement that has been in the making for some time. Full funding for both ships were approved by Congress, and then in late 2018, the Navy authorized undefinitized contract actions for both, which provided millions of dollars for AustroUSA to start placing their orders for major components. The EFTs, they are fast multi-purpose catamarans which can carry troops or a wide variety of equipment, and it also features an articulated dock which allows that ship to serve relatively undeployed ports. That's according to the U.S. Navy. Thus far, AustroUSA has delivered 10 of these ships to the U.S. Navy, and two more are currently under construction here in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:24, FM Talk 106.5, Manatee Appreciation Day today, all day long. Whether you want to have them for lunch or dinner.
Are they the cow of the sea?
They aren't. Sea cows, right? So you can get all the different cuts, manatee steaks, delicious
sirloin.
And if the budget's tight, you can get some manatee skirt steak. I'm sure there'll be angry emails here shortly on this. Hey, coming up in the next half hour, lots to talk about. First of all, yes, as you have heard probably elsewhere and our news updates, it is Powerball fever gripping the country again. Powerball, $750 million.
That's all. Just $750 million.
That's right. Here's what'll happen, though. You know this is where somebody in your office today, somebody at the shop, somebody at the job site is going to say, I guess I'm going to go to Florida and get a ticket. It's $750 million. And I mean, I've worked with these folks over the years. I used to turn to them and go, so when it was $10 million, that wasn't worth your time. Because $10 million would just be a nuisance.
I like comparing it to contracts that we know of. So we know how much Bezos makes, okay? Right. No one's ever going to make that much money. We know how much the top of the Forbes list makes. Mm-hmm. But when you see some of these baseball contracts like we've seen over the summer,
yes.
And like Mike Trout just signed a $430 million contract, he's put his life into that sport. That's mm-hmm. all he's done is train baseball yep. and play baseball his entire life. And with one lucky day, you can be as rich as Mike Trout. That's what's great about America.
Without any training.
without any training.
Somebody's got to win. It's going to be me. I know. That's not the problem. It's just been the people over the years that I've worked with that they would say when the jackpots would get big, they say, I guess I'm going over to Florida now. And I'd say, because when it was $60 million, mm-hmm. like $60 million wouldn't help make ends meet. But it's – now, of course, I've done what most people do. If I don't have a ticket. But I daydream about it. What you do with the I forget what it nets down to if you take the money up front. And
probably, I think the last Powerball last Friday, the cash was right around $350 million. So it's probably the cash payout's probably right around $400-450 right now.
All right, so $450 makes some ends meet with that. I had actually gone on and looked if any of Ted Turner's properties were for sale, and they're not listed right now.
Mm.
I'd like to buy that ranch in Montana from Ted.
That's
what I would do. Mine would be. You know, make sure my children and education and all that stuff is taken care of for forever. You know, make sure all the family members, my close family members are taken care of. And then I'm buying land.
Would you put your name out there? Would you have your face showing with a picture of the check or would you stay anonymous?
Oh, yeah. I'd have my face out and I'd be doing like the two fingers up metal sign, rock and roll. Hang loose with one hand. Although, what do you do with the money? Tell you what, when we go to the audio here, we do have some audio.
Mm-hmm.
This is audio of what one person would do with their lottery winnings. Now, this was from back in 2005, but it was a live TV thing where they went around and said, hey, what would you do if you won? And this guy said,
slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's one out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh no.
Yeah, there it goes. His winnings.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile firefighters responded early this morning to a home on Steiner Street. A detached garage caught on fire around 3:45. No one was hurt in that fire. The chairman of the Santa Rosa County United Way has been arrested, accused of stealing from the charity. David Wilhoit faces theft charges after allegedly making two withdrawals totaling around $3,200. Acting administrator Kyle Holly says the board became suspicious when the bank called and asked about the unusual activity. An Alabama lawmaker wants to make it illegal to drive in the left lane if you're not passing someone. The Anti-Road Rage Act is sponsored by Representative Philip Pettis, a former state trooper. The bill would make it illegal to stay in the left lane for more than a mile and a half without passing someone in the right lane. Single-day tickets go on sale this morning for the Hangout Music Festival in Gulf Shores. A single-day ticket will cost you $149. This year's lineup includes Travis Scott, Walk the Moon, The Lumineers, and Cardi B. The festival runs May 17th through the 19th. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's spring sale featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere, and with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe.
safe, be legal, be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore, Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Wilmer Hall Children's Home invites you to join them for their annual Pancake Breakfast, Pancakes and Puppies, presented by Public Supermarket Charities, Saturday, March 30th, 7 to 10. Enjoy pancakes, Kaneka sausage, Cardin coffee for just $6, Jumpy's face painting and a puppy adoption, and more on the front lawn of Wilmer Hall, 3811 Old Shell Road. Purchase tickets online at wilmerhall.org/donate.
CARE Act. Obamacare is again becoming a hot-button issue in Washington. President Trump is calling on Republican lawmakers to replace it, and his administration is asking a federal court to strike down the entire law. Law enforcement officials in Chicago are unhappy at authorities' decision not to prosecute actor Jussie Smollett. Here's correspondent Ryan Young.
The Chicago Police Union calling for a federal investigation into the handling of Empire actor Jussie Smollett's case after prosecutors abruptly dropped all 16 felony charges against Smollett for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself and filing a false police report.
A Senate panel will hear testimony from the FAA's acting director about the agency's oversight of airplane construction in response to the two crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft that has killed a combined 346 people. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Apple and Qualcomm each notched victories from a U.S. trade body in their years-long feud over patent licensing, hardening the divide between them ahead of a federal trial slated to begin next month. Apple netted the more significant victory yesterday with a ruling by the U.S. International Trade Commission that the iPhone maker didn't violate a patent held by its former chip supplier. That ruling effectively overturned an ITC administrative judge's finding in September that Apple had violated a Qualcomm patent related to power efficiency in mobile phones. A different decision came just hours earlier from another ITC administrative judge in a separate patent claim by Qualcomm. In that case, the judge issued an initial finding against Apple and recommended a limited ban on iPhone imports. New York State's controller says the average bonus paid to Wall Street security industry employees dipped by more than $30,000 despite an 11% increase in securities industry profits in 2018. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C-Spire, customer inspired.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Chill in the air this morning, but sure feels nice here in the first part of spring.
Yeah, yesterday turned out to be kind of a cool day, mainly because of some cloud cover. Had an upper air disturbance across Alabama that kept the clouds around, and the high was only 66 degrees. Today, though, we should have plenty of sunshine. That disturbance has moved out of the way, and we'll warm up to about 72 this afternoon. So that's pretty close to the normal temperature for this time of the year. So a very pleasant day ahead. Tonight, we're going to cool into the mid-40s under mostly clear skies, and then tomorrow another nice day with sunshine and a high of around 72 to 73 degrees. Now, looking ahead to Friday and the weekend. Friday, we warm up into the mid-70s and be mostly sunny. Clouds will move in Friday night, and then on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a few showers and a high in the upper 70s. So it'll be more humid on Saturday. And that's an indication that a cold front must be approaching. And that front will move in early on Sunday, so we can look to some shower activity developing, mainly in the afternoon on Saturday and then in the evening. And then on Sunday, cooler temperatures, only about 65, but it looks like clouds will stay around on Sunday with a chance of a few showers. We're not going to get a quick clearing after the front moves through, mainly because moisture will be coming in the upper atmosphere, and it'll keep the clouds around. And that's going to be the case for Monday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of only 62 degrees. Finally, on Tuesday, we clear off and warm up into the low 70s. So as for the weekend, the best day will be Saturday. We'll be approaching 80 degrees, and there's still a chance of a few showers. But kind of cool and cloudy with a few showers on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Clear and 49. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far from the 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Range line at Theodore to Oz Road. Quiet so far. Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65 looking good and no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings, model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your After Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Wharf Boat and Yacht Show returns to Orange Beach this weekend with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 yachts in the water, all at the best prices of 2019, including sport fishing yachts, center consoles, really big center consoles, bay boats, pontoon boats, and personal watercraft. Plus, there are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories and electronics, plus kids and ladies activities. This weekend, come see why the most boats are sold every year at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Segment of the show brought to you by C-Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new C-Spire Business, industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C-Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C-Spire, customer inspired. 638, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fight between a father and son ends with a bullet lodged in the son's head and the father arrested. Baldwin County authorities say Monday night, 73-year-old Robert Leonard Calloway was arrested after his 53-year-old son, Robert Lee Calloway, was discovered by police on the ground suffering from a gunshot wound. So the men live on the same property, but they live in different homes. That's where the shooting happened on County Road 64. A witness ID'd the father as the shooter, saying, quote, just before 8 p.m., the two became involved in a verbal altercation. The exchange ended with Robert Leonard Calloway shooting his son in the head. That quote coming from the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. So Robert Leonard Calloway has been charged with attempted murder and domestic violence in the first degree. As for his son, he did survive the shooting. He's in the hospital with a bullet lodged in his brain. He's listed in stable but serious condition. An update this morning on a tragic story which claimed the life of a Mobile mom hit and killed in a local neighborhood after the 16-year-old driver was driving 90 miles per hour. That teenager has now been indicted. Wilkinson Howes was driving 90 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone on Lloyd's Lane in November of 2017. That's when his SUV hit Claudia Leatherwood and her two children as they were backing out of her mother's driveway. Claudia died, but her two children did survive. So the force of that crash, according to a police report, propelled the car more than 60 feet, only stopping once it hit a mailbox and a fire hydrant. The teen's SUV, that flipped and landed on its side. At the time of the crash, the 16-year-old had not been charged. A grand jury, though, eventually handed down a manslaughter indictment, which normally equals a sentence of 2 to 20 years upon conviction. But now that the teenager is 18, he's eligible to be considered a youthful offender, which would limit his possible punishment and would seal his court record. Claudia Leatherwood's family have filed a civil lawsuit against Howes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. And hopefully you get a chance to run over to the website, fmtalk1065.com. Check our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should concealed carry permit holders that have a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle have their permits revoked? Well, that was discussed yesterday at a meeting in the city of Mobile. A public safety director, James Barber, was there. Police Chief Batiste was there. Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran was there. And reporting on it this morning, our friend Katarina Lukatich from News 5. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
So what is the proposal here for a penalty for, because we've talked about it for months, if not longer, about guns being stolen out of unlocked cars and used in crimes locally, right?
Yeah, it's a big problem. 1,200 cars stolen from unlocked cars in Mobile last year. So it's a problem. So now Mobile City Council is kind of trying to figure out what we can do about it.
So, I mean, and I remember when I talked to the sheriff last time, and this is off the top of my head, so if I'm not exactly right on the percentage, but it was 60, 70, 80%, somewhere in there. I know it's one of those of the guns used in crime. I think it was 80% of the guns used in crimes in Mobile County were stolen.
Right, exactly. And so now they're saying we have a problem, we have to do something about it. Now, the issue is it gets a little convoluted because right now in Alabama, the only people who can create penalties for irresponsible gun owners is the Alabama legislature. So what DJ Small, a councilman, and it sounded like a lot of the council was on board for it yesterday, was petitioning lawmakers to make an exception so that Mobile can create their own penalties.
There's questions. There's certain things that happen. It's even like the constable question that's come up in the past. People say, why can't it be dealt with here? And actually, it's something that Mobile County has to petition to have Montgomery make a ruling on it. Same thing here. And I heard Sheriff Cochran talking about it yesterday, and he's talked about it in the past, that maybe the penalty here would be for concealed carry permit holders if they had a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle, that they would lose that permit?
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. They're not saying victimizing crime victims, so not giving you a fine or anything like that, or making it a crime or anything like that, but that when you go to get your permit, because what they're saying is that most of these guns that are stolen are coming from people who have permits to carry. So when you go to the sheriff's office and you sign that permit, signing a clause in there saying that you're going to be a responsible gun owner, and if you leave your car, gun in an unlocked car and it's stolen, that it is a possibility that they could either suspend or revoke that permit.
And it would make sense that, not that people always follow the law, but if you have that in the state of Alabama, if you have that gun concealed in your vehicle, then you legally you have a concealed carry permit to do it. What about the worry here, and I'd heard the sheriff talk about this as well, that if there's some penalty, even though it's not a fine, Katarina, it is a fine if you lose your concealed carry permit. There's a punishment to it, that people won't report those stolen guns, and therefore law enforcement won't have the information they need to help make better cases down the road.
Yeah, I think the thing with that, too, is even if you don't report it stolen, you know, you register your weapons, and if it turns up used in a crime, and they can trace it back to you. But I think that is a concern that, you know, that is a possibility that these guns won't be reported stolen.
So did they say that they had a timeline when they thought this would get an answer one way or another?
No, because the thing is that this is all, so they're not even finalized on what the penalty might be, because that's so far down the road. They still have to go to Montgomery and ask lawmakers to even change the law as it is now. So right now they're working on the wording of the resolution that they're going to send, so they should vote on that in about 2 weeks, and then it's really up to the Alabama legislature. So really, this could just get squashed in Montgomery and not be a possibility at all.
There's a chance that a lot of things get round-filed up in Montgomery and never see the light of day, but we'll watch it, and I appreciate the update from you this morning.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
That's right. That's there she is, Katarina Lukatich from News 5. All right. And before anybody bothers with the text, I can't correct everything that's said at every, because Lord knows I make mistakes all the time, too. You don't register your guns with a concealed carry permit. Just so you, so how it works, I may or may not have had a concealed carry permit for decades.
Really?
May or may not. Probably don't. I probably don't have any reason.
I couldn't see you
between zero
no.
and 500 guns. So probably zero. The concealed carry permit is for you to conceal carry. It is not specific to a firearm. Now, what could happen, and in defense of what Katarina said, you know, when you go buy a firearm, right, when you go into a retail store and buy a firearm, there is a, you know, when you buy that firearm, the serial number from the firearm is tied to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that so many times you've, you know, either have guns that have been handed down, you buy guns in a private sale. There's a lot of different ways. There are, if I did have guns, I might have some guns that are specifically serial number tied to me, and I have others that have been through private transfers or been willed or, you know, willed to me over the years or given that don't. So it's not as cut and dry as it would seem. Like, everybody goes out and buys a gun, retail has a serial number. If that serial number shows up, then it immediately goes back to that person. But what law enforcement is saying, even though some of them are saying, hey, we would revoke the concealed carry permit, law enforcement also tells me we don't want to stop people from reporting that they had a gun stolen because it helps us build cases down the road. So it's going to be a tough one. We'll talk more about that coming up. And also, we'd love to hear from you. Our online opinion poll question is that question specifically, should concealed carry permit holders that have a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle have their permits revoked? We'll be right back.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council is pushing to hold gun owners accountable when they fail to secure their weapons. The Mobile City Council will vote next month on a resolution to ask state lawmakers to give city leaders power to punish gun owners when their gun is stolen and used in a crime. The city's public safety director says he would support revoking someone's gun permit for negligence.
Well, it raises a lot of awareness. It also raises the awareness that that permit could be suspended or revoked if they're not responsible with the gun ownership.
Gun violence in Mobile has prompted the city to add cameras at Sage Park and surrounding areas. Friday night, a group of men fired shots near the basketball court at the park while a youth soccer game was being played nearby. The Sage Park shooting was one of 10 shootings in the city in the past 2 weekends. Happening today, a mind-blowing $750 million Powerball jackpot. The drawing will be held tonight. The lump sum cash payout for a $750 million jackpot is more than $465 million. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
pass interference now reviewable in the NFL. Conor McGregor in the news again. And another Alabama basketball player enters the transfer portal. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Ortwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Saints fans got their wish, although it will have no bearing on the blatant pass interference no-call that cost New Orleans the NFC Championship game against the Los Angeles Rams. The NFL announced yesterday that for at least the 2019 season, pass interference, both offensive and defensive, will be reviewable. It'll be the first time in league history that penalties are allowed to be reviewed and overturned. Coaches will also be able to challenge non-calls for pass interference. Saints head coach Sean Payton spoke about it yesterday.
The fans are seeing these plays, and so we're trying to take a step in the right direction.
Coaches will still be limited to two challenges per game, with a third awarded if they are successful on the first two. According to ESPN, over the past three seasons, defensive pass interference has cost teams an average of 15.2 yards per call. Those fouls only total 9% of all penalties, but because of the yardage involved, have the largest impact on a team's odds to win a game. UFC superstar Conor McGregor back in the news. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that McGregor is under investigation in Ireland after a woman accused him of sexual assault in December. The news was reported after McGregor tweeted that he is retiring from mixed martial arts. McGregor was arrested in January, questioned by law enforcement authorities, and released pending further investigation. He has not been charged with a crime. This has been a rumor in the MMA community for a couple months now, but because of Irish libel laws, news media is restricted from identifying individuals charged with rape unless they're convicted, which has not happened in this case. McGregor and the UFC have not commented on the allegations. South Alabama baseball was shut out last night 1-0 by Southeastern Louisiana. SLU struck out 11 and allowed only three hits in the win. USA's record is now 12-11 this season. They'll be back in action this weekend in a three-game road series at Texas Arlington. First game is Friday night at 6:30. South Alabama softball will also take the field next on Friday. They'll begin a three-game road series at 4 p.m. at Appalachian State. One day after news that Alabama basketball's Dazon Ingram, his name has been entered into the transfer portal. Yesterday, the team's top scorer, Kyra Lewis, also entered the transfer portal. Being in the portal doesn't necessarily mean that the freshman guard will leave the team, but it does allow him to explore options with other schools. In the NBA last night, Atlanta beat New Orleans 130-120. Orlando got the win over Miami 104-99 and jumped the Heat for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Boston topped Cleveland 116-106, and the LA Lakers won back-to-back games for the first time since January with a 124-106 victory over Washington. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And I encourage you to vote for them to have the 2019 Nappy Award for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Yeah, and check us out, too, at VoteNappies.com. Need your nomination now.
Yep, you can vote now through April 7th.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, light traffic so far, but starting to build. Across the Bayway, downtown for the tunnels, good news is, once again, we're accident-free on the way in. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update and tasty handmade food are brought to you by Hardee's, because it tastes better at Hardee's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
654 FM Talk 1065. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Tense moments at Metro Jail after a fight breaks out between two inmates close to 3:30 Tuesday afternoon. Warden Trey Oliver says two inmates were involved in that fight in the housing unit. One of those inmates suffered a large open wound to his head. Initially, authorities believed that he'd been stabbed, but after speaking with that 39-year-old unidentified inmate, he confirmed he received that injury once he hit the ground. The victim was conscious and alert and transported to University Hospital. Metro officials say that they will release the names of those involved once the injured inmate is released from the hospital. She failed to appear in a Mobile courtroom on a homicide charge, but was located after alert authorities across state lines pulled her over during a traffic stop. 35-year-old Sarah Butner was arrested in Florida after officers identified the vehicle she was driving as a stolen vehicle from Pensacola. And when they ran her record, that's when officers discovered that Butner failed to appear to face homicide charges here in Mobile. Her passenger, 45-year-old Melvin Miles, he was also arrested after being allegedly found in possession of chemicals used in the manufacture of methamphetamines and because he has an active warrant out for his arrest from the Mississippi Department of Corrections. Both were taken to the Jackson County Correctional Facility in Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, 657 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: should concealed carry permit holders that have a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle have their permits revoked? You can vote online right now, front page of FMTalk1065.com. And speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, if you've got a bunch of things on your list that involve getting stuff out of the house, getting stuff out of the office, maybe cleaning out a storage unit, but you got big plans to go fishing this weekend or got big plans to go to the beach, do something fun, listen, let Trey do the work for you. Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK are working at commercial residential properties. They move everything from like storage sheds, the entire storage shed, to just a box or two that you have that you don't know where to send it to. If you got junk, need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Pretty darn easy to make that appointment. You pick up the phone, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and they'll book a specific appointment time, like a real day and a real time. And Trey and the crew will show up at your place and get the work done quickly. So check them out today, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 657, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way. Y'all stay close. News 5 right now.